That's your problem, I guess.
Did you ask me that? Is that why she's not your girl?
That's, yeah, I said, you dumb. Yeah, yeah. That was another relationship.
Point.
A little, yeah. That was a turn. That was a turning point. Yeah. No, I didn't. I just was thinking. I didn't say it, but.
Give me a
beer
and a sandwich, right?
Yeah. But I'd like to have a gal that would come to me and say, "Hey, John, I'd like to look at your portfolio and make some recommendations." That would be it. That would be a turning point.
Let
me tell you.
Look at your portfolio.
Yeah, I don't want to see what the numbers are. I just want to see percentages, John. Show me your portfolio and give me percentages. If I had a gal that said to me, that would get my attention. Let me tell you. And then she said, "You know, I think we got to move some of these equities over here." There. You know, that would really be.
John, I can tell priorities change with age.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. Look, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was, right? We talked about having a system, and you guys may have your own system, but it's really about identifying prospects. We talked about how to get them from different sources and buying records. Does anybody remember which was better, a response list or a compiled list? Does anybody remember which one was better? A response list. And you could get, like, the readership of some magazine could be a response list, or the attendees to a show could be a response list. We talked about screening and qualifying, focusing on the proper accounts. So important. You know, this can happen, and I could see it happen with you guys in this room. I could just see it. You know, you're so good technically, you get into an account, and you spend your whole day in that account, just working there, and, you know, man, the adrenaline's flowing and all this kind of shit, you know. You got to remember that your jobs are to produce profits. So what am I doing right now? Am I spending more time at this than I need to be spending? You know, should I be spending more time down the road or whatever? And if you go back into the same account because you like the guys and they like you, which is something you'd have to fight with, because we like to go, we find people we like to be with, you know, and then we go other places where maybe we don't feel as comfortable. We're not getting as much business and so on. So make sure you recognize that, where you're spending your time. That is the key.
Hey, John, I agree exactly 100% with what you're saying, but there's situations out there, if you truly want to be a partner and you truly want to get the majority of the business in a key account, you got to spend the time in there.
Oh, absolutely.
People say go hit 2 A's a day, 2 B's a day, 3 C's a day, 4 D's a day, this and that. That's all fine and dandy.
Right.
Perfect world. But throw 2 feet of snow on the ground, throw a broken end mill here, something else over there.
No, I know.
A account, and you know what? You're in there all day.
Yeah, I understand.
If you want to keep the business.
Yeah, I totally and fully agree and understand. And I've got a time management system that I think will accommodate changes and facilitate flexibility. And we'll get to that here in a bit.
Yesterday on that, when you mentioned when you're going to an account and all of a sudden you've got emergency.
Yes, yes. Well, the importance of doing that, right.
It happens for me. I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but for me, that happens almost on a daily basis. And if I cancel everything repeatedly, I'm going to end up pissing more people.
So we could talk about that. You have to get around, keep your people happy. You can't spend all your time at one place, and that's the principle. Yes, sir.
I know you're trying to get moving.
Yeah.
I just want to make a statement about what Mike said, too, and that fact that I got a perfect example. In my territory, I've identified probably, you know, my number one A account with the most potential, okay, which is one of my GE plants. My mentor, when I first got into sales, told me, he said, the key thing to take with you when you get into this on your own is you identify that one account, and that you make that account your home. And he owns, literally, this guy that mentored me owns his number one account.
Yeah.
Probably 75 to 80% of everything in his plants belong to that company. So he, by teaching me that, I took that philosophy to my GE plant, and I'm telling you what, it's been 8 months, 9 months now that I've been calling on them, and it's paying dividends.
Yeah.
And now I spend 1 day a week there, but I'll tell you what, it's coming.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's you certainly spend more time in an account when you're trying to kick out the competition than an account that you've already kicked out the competition. So one thing is, if you can ramp up then you could cut back somewhat on your time, and you could do more things after hours on weekends with customers, like, for example, going hunting with them, fishing, whatever the heck you want to do. But, you know, we're going to get to this time management thing here shortly, so let's move on here. We put some criteria for selecting accounts that you're going to work on, and there's a lot of us that, I wouldn't say us, but a lot of sales guys, they want to have 600 accounts. Give me 600 accounts. Give me 1,000 accounts. The idea with that is that there is virtually no accountability in that kind of a situation. Now, I know what Carboy and Seco are trying to do here with the tech reps is to get the sales guys to work with the distributor, to leverage the distributor in those accounts, train them, motivate them, work with them, and all that sort of thing, so that you can extend your reach. Whereas, you know, if you're in an account the whole day, you know, and you got four or five distributors, let's get some guys out there trying to pump up the distributors,